Ezra's Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Simon, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin. It's also dedicated for a Fush Shlema for David Meir Ben Mendel. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shachol Yavaro. It's early in the morning, so don't worry. As we go along, my voice is going to get a little bit stronger. Today's daf is daf Ayin. Now, at the end of yesterday's daf, we a little bit quickly went through something which we have to just review a little bit slower today. At the end of Samach Testament Beis, the Gemara presented a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. If a man and a woman are engaged, when I say engaged, I mean gave them kesef and shtar. So let's review that in order to understand the beginning of today's daf. Good morning, Dr. Dan, Chana Chenech, Mordechai, Ruvain, David Yeshua, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Daniel Avraham, Aryeh, Rav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Svika. So we learned, if a man and woman are engaged, we learned in the middle of the daf, Habala Arusasim Veis Chamav, and the man jumps the gun, and he has relations with the girl he's engaged to while she's still in her father's house. So Rav said the kid is a mamzer. Shmuel says the kid is a shtuki. Suffolk mamzer. Rav said, Rav's statement only makes sense if he's suspected of flirting with women from the world. But if he's not suspected of flirting with other women, then we assume it was the fiancé. So the kid's not a mamzer. The kid is a kasha. And Rava brings a proof from the Mishnah. It says, Yolda Tochab. That was the case of where a kohen raped a girl. So if they just raped her, so she can't eat chuma. A kohen who has rapes a Yisraelis. So she can't eat chuma. But if they have a kid, she can eat chuma. Now, what's the case? If she's suspected of flirting with other guys, so why if she has a kid can she eat chuma? Maybe the kid came from the other husbands. Must be that no, it's a case where there's a rumor that she flirted with the kohen and not with other people. So the Gemara says there that it's usher for her to flirt with anybody, and yet we assume that the kid came from the man she flirted with. Here, where to the Aris, it's not as forbidden as relations as would be with other people, Kal v'chomer, we assume it came from the Aris. Abaye disagrees with Rava. Abaye said, no, maybe if she flirted with him, even if she did not flirt with others, Rav still says the kid's a mamzer. Because we say, if she flirted with him, maybe she flirted with others too. She committed an issa with him, she could commit it with others. And the Mishnah is talking about they were both locked up in jail. That was the first lashon of the Gemara. Then the Gemara had an ikadami, and that's where we're in the middle of in today's daf. So that's why. That was the first language of the Gemara. Now we have an ikadami. So the ikadami says no. Let's pick that up inside from right now. Ikadami. It's three lines from the bottom. Let's do it again. Says the Gemara. Ikad Amre, some have a different version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Bibal, in a case where the fiancé and the Arus, the man and the woman, they both admit they had relations. Bibal, and there's no rumors that she flirted with anybody else. Even Rav agrees that the child is not a mamzer if they both agree they had relations and she didn't flirt with anybody else. Vahachi itmar, arusa she'ibra, Rav Omar Avlad mamzer. That's if we don't know. We don't know who the father of this child is. We don't know whether she just got pregnant. So, and there was no rumors about anybody. So Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer. Shmuel of Lashtuki. Amar Rava, Mistavra Milsa de Rav. Rav's statement only makes sense. Delo di mama alma. If there were no rumors that she flirted with other people, then we assume it came from the husband. They both admit to have relations, and there was no rumors about anybody else. Delo di mamine. Mistavra Milsa de Rav. Now, when did Rav say that the kid is a mamzer? Only delo daimamine. There were no rumors that she flirted with the husband, and it's not a case where the husband and the wife admitted that they had relations. V'daimam alma, and there were rumors that she flirted with others. Aval daimamine. But if there were rumors that she flirted with the husband and with other people, aval gav daimam alma. If there were rumors that she flirted with him and other people, Rav would agree. The kid is not a mamzer. We assume it's the husband.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because they're engaged, for goodness sake. So Rav says, since they're engaged, chances are, if she had relations, it was with the husband, even if she was generally flirtatious.
But if there were no rumors that he's a mamzer, why would that be?
If there were no rumors, no, then for sure we assume it's Basar Didei. And they both admitted they had relations. For sure we believe him. Aval Daimim Minei, as long as she flirted with him, Afal Gad Daim Alma, even if she also flirted with others, Basrei Didei Shadinle. Even Rav agrees the kid would not be a mamzer in that case. Amar Rav Amino Aminala, where can I prove this? Tiktani, it says in the Mishnah, if the Kohen raped a Jewish girl, she doesn't eat truma, but yalda, tochal. But if she gives birth to a kid, if the kohen rapes a girl and she gives birth, she eats truma. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema de daima mine, velo daima alma. If it's a case of where she flirted with the husband and didn't flirt with other people, tzricha lameima de techal, I need somebody to tell me. That if they have a kid, she eats truma. Obviously, if the kid is from the husband, el alav, the daiminamim alma, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, that she flirted with others and flirted with the husband, and yet we say, since they're engaged, and it's less usher, we assume the child is from the husband. By a case of, in the Mishnah of a Kohen raping a Stam girl, it's just as usher for the Kohen to sleep with her as anybody else. Yet, we believe him because we know that they had relations. So, Hacha, Delahai Isura, Lahai Atera, Lokolshkin. Kavachoma, where a girl's engaged, you assume it came from the husband, where it's less usher. It's still usher midir Rabbanan. But to other people, it's also d'oraisa, it's nisr misa. To the husband, it's only nisr d'rabbanan to have relations when they're engaged, if she's not a nida. So Abaye disagrees, just like Abaye disagreed in the first lashon. Abaye disagrees here too. Amalei Abaye, no. Lo 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 kolechet d'ay mi'ama, avgav d'ay mi'nei, like Dr. Joe wanted to say, Amar Rav Avlad Mamzer. No. Abaye says, Rav would say the kid's a mamzer, in a case where she flirted with him and she flirted with others, Rav would say the kid is a mamzer. Umasnisin bidelo daima klal. The Mishnah where we say we follow the Kohen, where they both said that they had relations and there was no suspicion of her flirting with anybody else, and the Kohen admits that they had relations. So then we assume the kid is a Kohen, that the mom is going to eat if the Kohen dies and they had a kid and he raped her, they had a kid from it, so then that's the case where she would eat truma. Says the Mishnah, ha'eved posel mishambia. We said an eved disqualifies with his bia, but does not disqualify if the eved is a child. We created a case in the Mishnah where the eved is a grandchild. So an eved who's a grandchild, If the grandparents were a Kohen who had relations with a Jewish woman, So if she has a grandchild as an Eved, she would not eat Truma based on the Eved. And in the other way around, if the Yisrael had relations with a Bas Kohen, and they have a grandchild as an Eved, the Bas Kohen would not prevent her from eating Truma. My time, Amar Kra, Ha'isha V'yiladeh Tziel Adonah. You see that in case of an Eved Ivri married to a Shifcha Knanis, the children are related to the mom and not to the dad. So an Eved does not have any relations with the dad, with the Yisraelis or the Yisrael. The Eved is always considered to be the child of the Shifcha. So an Eved is not considered to be related to his parents who are Jews, only to his parents who is an Eved. So the Yisraelis would not be related to the grandchild who's an Eved. Mamzer posel amachin. So that's a difference. An Eved is not related, but a Mamzer, no. If you have a Mamzer grandchild, so if it's a Yisraelis married to a Kohen, as grandparents, if they have a Mamzer grandchild, she is going to eat Shuma with the Mamzer grandchild. If it's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, they have a Mamzer grandchild, the Mamzer grandchild prevents her from eating Shuma. Mamzer poisel amachil. Tanabana, vizer. How do you know that? What's the source? Vizera ein la, ein li lazara, zera zara minayin. How do you know even a grandchild allows the Bas Kohen to eat Shuma if her husband the Yisrael dies? Tamaloma, vizera ein la mikobakom, any zera, ein li lazara kasha, zera pasul minayin. How do you know even a mamzer would disqualify a Bas Kohen from going back if her husband, the Yisrael, dies? She cannot eat Shuma. Tamalom Evzera Ein La, Ayin La. Extra Yud. Ask the Gemara. Va'afikti Lezera Zara. You already used the Pasuk for his grandson. Says the Gemara. Zera Zara Lo Yitzchuk Kra. You don't need a Pasuk for a grandson. B'nei Banam Arayin Kibanam. We have a rule. Grandchildren are just like children. We learned it earlier on Samach Beis. So you need the pasuk to teach me that a mamzer is also considered to be a legit child. So if a kohen marries a Yisraelis and they have a grandchild who's a mamzer and the kohen dies, the Yisraelis still eats truma if they have a grandson who's a mamzer. And if it's a Yisrael married to a bas kohen and they have a grandchild who's a kohen and the Yisrael dies, the bas kohen may not eat truma because she has a grandchild who's a mamzer. Amalei Rishlakis to Rabbi Yochanan, Keman. The Mishnah said, if a girl marries an Eved or a non-Jew and they have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. Amalei Rishlakis to Rabbi Yochanan, Keman, Kirabi Akiva, Dami Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Elavin. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, to Rishlakis, no. Afil Temer Rabbanan, Ovikchom the Eved Modu. By Ovid Chacham and Eved, the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Akiva, even though it's only Chayve Lavin, that there's no Kiddushin Tovsin. Rashi explains why. Shvulachem po ima chamor, ama doima lechamor. So in ain Kiddushin Tovsin, by an Eved, and by a guy, lois is chatein bum. Loises chatin bam means there is no chasnus with a non-Jew. There is no marriage. Bongalav modu to chiyasa Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came from Eretz to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ravdimi Mishum Rabbeinu in the name of Rebbe, Ovi Kacham Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlan Mamzer. If a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, the child is a Mamzer. We do not paskin that way, I believe. I think so. Let's continue. Kohen Gadol, pa'amim sheposel. Sometimes even a Kohen Gadol disqualifies. And the Gemara had made a statement, a funny statement. Tan Rabbanan, sometimes a woman will say, Hareini kaparas ben biti kuza. I love my grandson who's a mamzer, because my mamzer grandson allows me to still eat truma. If the grandma was married to a Kohen and they have a grandson who's a mamzer, she could still eat chuma even if her husband the Kohen dies. So I love Harini Kaparas. My Yisurin should be an atonement for my grandson who's a mamzer. Shemachileni b'chuma. The Aini Kaparas ben biti kada. But sometimes my grandson can even be a Kohen Gadol. Poslani min chuma. In a case where it's a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael, if she has a grandson, even if he's the Kohen Gadol, but she disqualifies him from eating Shuma. Because she still has a kid, she can't go back. She's a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael. So while she's married to Yisrael, it's possible for her to have a grandson who can be Kohen Gadol. But she disqualifies him from eating Shuma. So I don't like him. Now, at first glance, this is talking about you can't ever have a case where the same woman would say this, right? The first one was, a Yisraelis married to a Kohen. So my grandson was a mamzer, lets me eat chuma. But in a different case where it's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, my grandson is a Kohen Gadol, disqualifies me from eating chuma. So the Aruch HaNer points out, no, it's possible to have the same woman saying this. What's the case? So Aruch HaNer says, no, I could construct a case. What's the case? Listen to this case. No. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and they have a grandson from this marriage. Grandson's a mamzer. The grandson's a mamzer, right? So she's going to eat chuma because of him. Then her husband dies. Then the grandma gets married again. Then she marries a Yisrael, and they have a grandson from that marriage, is a Kohen Gadol. And she's a Bas Kohen. Right, the kid marries a Kohen, so the grandson's a Kohen Gadol. So it's the same woman, and now they have a grandson from that kid, who's the Kohen Gadol. She disqualifies the Kohen Gadol. This grandson will disqualify her from eating chuma. So it could even happen with the same grandma who gets married twice. First, she's a Bas Kohen. First, she marries a Kohen, then she marries a Yisrael.
Presumably, with the Yisrael, they have a daughter who marries a Kohen.
Exactly. Okay. Hajin alach almana. Seventh parak is done. Let's start the eighth parak. All the laws of people who can and cannot eat truma. Ha'orel v'chol ha'tmeim. An Arel, someone who doesn't have a bris milah, and all the people are tamei lo yochlu b'tshuma. A machloikis Rashi and Tosis on one side, Rabbi Tam on the other. What's an Arel? Look at the first Rashi. Arel kohen shem mesu achiv machmas milah. His siblings died because of a milah. Rashi and Tosis learn he can't eat chuma, even though it was a legit reason why he didn't get a bris milah. His siblings died because of the milah. Rabbi Tam says, no. If the siblings died, machmas milah, and that's why he didn't give him bris milah, that kind of an RL is allowed to eat shuma, even though he doesn't have a bris milah. He wants to have a bris milah. What do you want from him? He can't. It's a sakana. What kind of an RL can eat shuma? Rabbi Tam, alahachis, he refuses to get a bris milah. But if it's his brothers died because of milahs, he's a hemophiliac, so then he's allowed to eat shuma. Very important machlokas, Rashi and Tosis against Rabbi Natan. I don't know. Nishayim, even though the Arel himself and a Tamei cannot eat Chuma, Nishayim, Vavdeim, Yochlu B'Chuma. Their wives and slaves, Evid Kanani, do eat Chuma. Ptsua daka, let's say you have a Kohen who's castrated. Ptsua daka, ukrus shafcha. We'll see what it is in the Gemara. Hein vavdein yochlu. But v'nisheyen, their wives, lo yochlu. Because it's usher to marry them. So the be'ila, she becomes a chalala. It's nivalala pasala. So she can't eat chuma. Vim lo yad, lo yida'a. Let's say when they married, he wasn't castrated. And they had relations. And then once she found out he became castrated, then they didn't have relations. From that moment on, Mishenas tzudak l'shavcha hare elu yochlu. In that case, the wife is allowed to eat tshuva. Ve'ezu tzudaka kol shenitzu abeitzim shelo. So the sack became like crushed. Vafil achzman, even one of them, and he can't have kids. U'kros shavcha kol shnichas hagid. Ouch! The actual aver got cut off. Ve'im nishtayim me'atara. But if only the top got cut off, but she still has some left. Afilu. Even a drop of the tip is still there, so then she's kosher to get married. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Belazer, Minayin Laurel Shein Ochel Betruma. How do you know it all came to Truma? Nemar. Okay, for those of you who like drushes, hold on to your horses. Minayin Laurel Shein Ochel Betruma. How do you know that an Orel, guy who doesn't have a brisk, can't eat Truma? Nemar, Toshev Asachir BePesach, VeNemar Toshev. The sachir b'truma, ma toshav sachir omer b'pesach, arel aserbo, just like toshav sachir that it says by Pesach, an arel is not allowed to eat a korban Pesach. It says beferish by korban Pesach. V'chol arel oichabo, af toshav sachir omer b'truma, arel aserbo, gzeres shav toshav sachir. It says that by truma, arel is aser. Rabbi Kiva omer enot sarach, harei omer ish. Mizar Aron Vutsaru is up because of Shimlo Yochel. Ish Ish L'Rabba Sa'arel. Even he can't eat Shuma. Just like a tummy. Arel's like a tummy. Amamai Rabbi Lazar Omer. Never touch of a Sachar Pesach. Never touch of a Sachar Betruma. Ma touch of a Sachar Pesach. Arel. Aser Bo. Av touch of a Sachar Betruma. Arel Aser Bo. Mufne. It's a Gzeira Shavah that the words are extra. Dilav Mufne. If it wasn't extra, then we could ask kashas on it. But truma, there is no pigul nos v'tamei. The Gemara says, you're right. Laif nui mufna. Bemis really is mufna. Says the Gemara, hey mufna, which tosha v'sachar is extra? E de truma. If it's the tosha v'sachar that's written by truma, you want to say that that's extra. I got it. Eva Truma, Mitzvah Tzrichi, it's not extra, you need it for a different drasha. Tesanya, Toshav Zekone Kinyan Olam. The Torah says, Toshav Vesachir, don't eat Truma. Even an Evid Ivri, Nirtza, does not eat Truma. Kone Kinyan Olam. Sachir Zekone Kinyan Shanim. That's an Evid Ivri, he's only nicked it for 6 years. Ask the Gemara Yomer Toshav, Vayomer Sachir, Vani Omer. Kone Kinyan Olam. If an Eved ever used Nirtza, who's with you for 50 years, doesn't eat Truma. Right, guys? Only Eved Knani eats Truma. Eved Ivri does not eat Truma. So I would say an Eved Ivri who's 50 years doesn't eat. So a 6-year Eved Kalvachoymer doesn't eat. Lokolshkein, no. Ilukein, Isomer, Toshav Zekonikinyun Shanim. I might have thought that Toshav means, if it only would have said one, I might have thought Toshav means Konikinyun Shanim. Aval Konikinyun Oilam. Oichel, I might have thought Eved Ivri Nirtza does eat Truma. He's like permanent. So he eats Truma. Avokani Oilam, Oichel. Boasachi Veliman El Toshav. Avokapish Kanakin Oilam, Eina Oichel. So you see from this that you need it. It's not open. Oh, Sigmar says the other one's open. Ella de Pesach Mufni. Toshav Azaka by Pesach, that's open. Ask the Gemara. How do you know it's open? Hi, Toshav Azaka. Because I'm on Pesach, mind you, Ine Matoshav Asachar Mamish, Kani Kenyan Shanim, Kani Kenyan Oilam Nirtza, can't be. Mishum da Havali Toshav Asachar, if to lay me Pesach, what do you think? You'd be exempt from Karm Pesach because you're an Evid Ivri. Vakaimel and Gabi Chuma, Deloyachil. Evid Ivri does not eat Chuma. Alma like Kani Le Rabbi. He's not owned. Hachanami lo kenli rabbi. Ella lafnuye. So you don't need the pasuk to teach me that he's chayv in Karban Pesach. So it must be his extra. Says the Gemara v'akati, mufna mitzad echadu. Well, we just proved it's only mufna on the one side. Only Pesach, it's empty. But by truma, we just said it's not. Shemin l'Rav Elazar d'amar, mufna mitzad echadu made him yeshivin. If it's only open on one side, you're allowed to ask kashas. Says the Gemara. Kevin de la gufi lo tzarech. Shadi chad alamid v'shad alamid. Well, both Toshav and Sachar are both empty. That's two words. So you could put one for Karban Pesach and one for Truma, even though they're both written by the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Ima Pesach Oinein Oserbo, Af Truma Oinein Oserbo. Maybe you should say, use the same Gzeirah Shava to teach me that an Oinein is Oser. And we learned earlier it's not true. An Oinein is Ladi Truma. Amrabi Yisbachanina, Amar Kra. V'chol Zar, like we had before. Zaros Amarati Lach, Kani Truma, V'loya Ninus. Ema, V'lo Arelus. Who told you to tell me that an Oinein, maybe it means an Arel's Ladi Truma? Haksif Toshav Asachir. Well, we already said that's what Toshav Asachir is used to teach me that an RL cannot eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Umar Rais, who told you to include Aninus and exclude Arelus? Maybe you should include Arelus and exclude Aninus. Kamenetsky, stop screaming and lose your voice. Says the Gemara, Umar Rais, Mistavra Arelus Havaleli Rebuye. It makes more sense to include, meaning to exclude, to include from the Gzeirah Shavah and exclude from eating Truma. It makes sense to exclude an Arel from eating Truma. Why? Shekein Mechusar Maise. He's lacking a Maise Mila. Umaise Begufo. It's a change to his body. Ve'enish Kares. And he gets punished with Kares. Right, a guy doesn't get a bris mila, it's an Isser Kares. V'yeshno lefnei adibur. It applied even before Matan Torah, was so important. Umilas zechara v'avadam akeves. And the bris of his kids and his slaves prevents him from eating Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Adrabo. Aninas havalei rebuye. Shekein yeshno b'chol shah. It could keep on happening to you. You could keep being an Oni. This relative could die. That relative could die. That relative could die. The Noheges Ba'anashim Uvanashim. And it applies to men and women. As opposed to a bris mila is only men. Vein biyadno l'sak nesatzmo. There's nothing you could do to fix your aninus. But your bris mila, you could fix it. Just go get yourself a bris. Says the Gemara, you're right. But Hanach Nefishin. There's more on the side of Arelus. There's more similarities to Arelus than Aninus. There you had like six similarities. Here you only have three. Rav Amar below Hanach Nefishin Nami Lo Masas Amis. Even if you didn't have more. Shavkina Arelus Tekseh B'Gufei De Pesach V'Yalfina Aninus Mi Pesach De Pesach Gufei Mi Maisei Gamrinan. I'd rather learn that from Arel, where it's written specifically by Karban Pesach, as opposed to learning an Onein from Pesach. Pesach, the fact that an Onein is allowed to eat Karban Pesach, is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, is learned out from Maaser. It doesn't even say it explicitly by Karban Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Ima Pesach Mila Zachar Vadim HaKebes. Af Truma Mila Zachar Vadim HaKebes. Once you're learning Gzeirah Shavah, maybe let's learn out just like Karban Pesach. Having your sons and slaves have a bris is ma'akiv you from eating the Karban Pesach. Why don't we say also by Truma, having your kids have a bris mila should prevent you from eating Truma. Amakra, umalta oso az yochal bo. Mila zachar avadim akeves bo. Mila chalba pesach. Vein mila zachar avadim akeves bit Truma. Yachi, ema. Let me say about the Arel himself. It says by Karban Pesach v'chal Arel lo yochal bo. Bo ein ochal v'ochal hu bit Truma. Maybe an Arel can eat Truma. Says Gemara, no, ksif tosha v'sachir. Umar Royce, who said go in that direction? Says Gemara, Mistavra Arelus to Gufe. Havale l'rebuye. Shekein ma'ise b'gufo. Vanish kares. Adarama. Mila t'chav avadav. Havale l'rebuye. Shekein yeshna b'chol shak. It keep happening. Says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. Arel has more similarities. V'yibay seima b'lo hanach mishnami l'matzaz amris. He himself is an RL. He's allowed to eat truma. So the bris of his kids is going to prevent him from eating truma. That's ridiculous. Hashnamis bolid rashu dasa kol ben nechar lo yochal bo lamali. Right? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that a guy who became an apikoros says kol ben nechar lo yochal bo? Now you tell me you learn things from bo. What do you learn from kol ben nechar lo yochal bo? That a guy cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. Bo, but not something else. What's it coming to TV? Now you tell me all the bows teach me thing. So Kobani Khalayukha Bo, a guy who became an apikoros, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. Lamali, what's it coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Bo, the Karban Pesach, a guy, not a guy. A guy who became an apikoros cannot eat. Hamaras das poselas, vein hamaras das poselas b'maiser. So becoming an apikoros disqualifies you from eating a Karban Pesach, but becoming an apikoros does not disqualify you from eating maiser. Tosfos has a different girsa and says it means that becoming an apikoros does not disqualify you from eating truma. Tosfos says you could disqualify both things, maiser and truma. Bo means dafka, becoming that because disqualifies you from Pesach, and nothing else. Tosfos writes, I might have only thought Truma, not that way. Okay. Rabbi Say, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.